As we neared civilization in Siam, this was, Thailand, as you know now, we were halted at a siding, and a black boy came along, an Indian boy, Tamil. And of course, Australians being a friendly lot still, and so full of relief at getting away from what we thought we'd never escape, well, called out, "Hello, Joe," to this fellow. And this supercilious little fellow said, "And where are you going?" And they said, "Back to Changi." "Oh," he said, "in your imaginations, you are going to Changi. In reality, you are all going to be shot." Well, the execration coming from the fellows in the carriage was amusing to hear. "Get out, you little black bastard, go on." And this abuse went on. But anyhow, it showed the morale of the fellows, and it also showed something that I noticed in myself. We did not think of home at all. We didn't dare think of Australia, not on the railway. You could only think of Changi and wonder if we'd ever see Changi again, because Changi, without any doubt whatsoever, was the best prison camp in the whole of Southeast Asia, it being the only camp ever visited by war correspondents. Of course, they, to this day, call it the infamous Changi camp, but it was nothing infamous about it compared with all the other camps.